Prabhupada took this position long time ago when he violated the party rule that you are not going to fight against a party candidate who has been approved by the Politburo. And as far as you are concerned, yesterday's decision was a reiteration of what we had made a long time ago on Kereke. We were merely reiterating what we said was the case. So really, there is nothing new. All what is new now is that an application has been made to the Speaker of the National Assembly, Comrade Mudenda, that he should tell members of Parliament that Mr. Kereke is not a member of the party, declare the constituency vacant, and call for a by-election. That's all that we have done, nothing more.
But Mr. Kereke's candidature was endorsed by some senior ZANU-PF Mashingo officials.
Yes, indeed, he was. And those people are going to be disciplined. They are going to face the party disciplinary committee to explain their actions. But certainly, I don't think there will be any reversal of the position that these people really need to be punished. And all that happened was that we didn't want to do it during the election, as it would have disturbed the political campaign. But now that the election is over, obviously the party is looking into the behavior of some of our people. There is quite indiscipline in certain quarters, in certain provinces, and the party now want to make sure that this kind of indiscipline stops.